The gospel ends with the wise men giving gifts to Jesus. It starts with them following a star. And that star is symbolic. This year we heard about the Christmas star, the conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter rising in the east and setting in the west. And it does work out, I believe, that this would have happened about 2,000 years ago also. So it very well could be that the wise men followed a star. There's also the theory of a comet that travels across the sky for about six weeks every so many years. That could be the star too. And it would have like hovered over the western horizon, which is what they would have seen when it stopped over the place where Jesus was. However, these astronomers, these wise men, astrologers, magicians, teachers, scholars came to Bethlehem. They realized that in doing so, God was showing them a king. King for the Jews, but as Paul writes, also for the Gentiles. And as the psalmist understands, for all of the world. Those people then, and us people today. Are we wise men and women? Are we wise people that follow the light to the one who is truth? Are we the one who follows that which is set out to guide us to joy, hope, love, and peace? And we find those four things in Jesus. Do we, at the end of the day, at the end of each minute, at the end of our lives, open our treasure chests, giving him that which is of value, that which is honorific in smell, that which is everlasting, gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Do we give him our gifts? And as we are following to the one who is truth, love, joy, peace, hope, light, and as we are presenting ourselves and our gifts, do we look around to see who else is there? I spoke about how each of us were to be getting a message from the Christmas story this year, from our celebrations. What was our own epiphany? My epiphany was that I needed to look around and see who is there with me at the manger. When I look around, just like I do now as I'm opening my gifts before Jesus, as I'm kneeling there next to his manger with the wise men, I see these royal people next to me. I also see the shepherds, the peasants, the poor next to me. So whether we are kingly or peasant, whether we are rich or poor, we are there together. I see the old and I see the young. Last week, Paul spoke about how there is a place for the young and for the old at Jesus' bedside, next to the Holy Family. Holy Family. So I see the holy, Mary and Joseph, and I see the profane, me, pagans, like the kings who might not have, you know, they weren't Christian, they weren't Jewish, until they came to see Jesus. I look around who is with me at the manger, and I see foreigners and I see natives, shepherds who were bred, born, and raised right there in Bethlehem, and kings from Seba and Sheba and Tarshish from way over on the east. Stories have it that one is Indian, one is Chinese, and one is like Southern Russian or Armenian or something like that, Ukrainian perhaps, or Siberian, you know, different places way out east. I see foreigners. I see natives. I see old. I see young. I see rich. I see poor. I see holy. I see profane. I see you. And I see myself. I see strangers. And I see friends. All of us gathered together. All of us connected. All of us giving gifts. All of us searching for truth. All of us searching for love, searching for hope, searching for joy, searching for peace. Why is it that we can't see one another? Why is it that we have an us and a them, a division? Why can't we come together, especially when we look around and see that we're all in this together? If we are able to work together, we could do things like put people on the moon. If we work together, we can do things like stamp out viruses. If we work together, we can hold people up. We can build barns. Think about the old barn raising days or the old threshing parties. If we work together, we can clean up our cemetery, get together and clean it all up in short time. When we get together, we can have a great time at our picnics. Sure, right now we're divided. We can't get together because of this virus. But we can be together in our prayer. We can be together in our intention. We can be together in our spirit. And we can come together and we can not only do these physical things, but we can do these spiritual things. We can come together and work for peace. We can come together and give one another hope. We can come together and even, not physically again, spiritually, give love. We can come together and give joy. We can discern the truth. I can't come to the truth by myself. I need you to walk with me, to lead my donkey, to give me water, to give me a shoulder to lean upon. I need you to do that. And I need to do that for you. This week, I've connected up with people. That's how I knew so many about the prayer list. And in that connection, we find that we lean on one another. We find that the truth is that this life is passing and that there's another life that is coming. We find that we can laugh together and bring joy. We can find that we can have love. And that our presence is peaceful. We are in this together, rich and poor, stranger and friend, native and foreigner, holy and profane. The epiphany for me, the revelation, is that I need to be intentional about connecting up, and I need to be aware of the connection that we already all share. We are human. We are children of God. We are members of one family. And that is also the message that this light goes out to all of the nations. That even the people of the East, or the West, or the North, or the South, are to come together, to pay homage, to give gifts, to receive graces, to be blessed. May each of us, in whatever state of life we are in, whoever we are, be aware of God's blessings. And may each of us, no matter what state we are in, from where we come, may we be a blessing to one another. And may we recognize that others are a blessing to us. May we be connected in the light, connected in the truth, connected in the justice, connected in love, peace, joy, and hope. Be connected in the Christmas message of the coming of Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the seed of all wisdom, the hope for the nations, the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior. May we live Christmas every day. May we know the connections. May we do this together. This is my prayer for myself, for you, for our church, for our country and for our world. I confess that at times I do not know if it can be possible. But I also confess that with God all things are possible. I petition that Lord makes it possible. For this is the vision, and it's not just my vision. It's a vision given to us on Epiphany. It's a vision given to us by the sacred scripture. It's a vision given to us by our God Himself. So this is my prayer. that in Christ there is no east or west, north or south. And we discover our connection to one another and our connection to our God. I pray, we all pray, that this may be through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next song is In Christ There Is No East or West, number 428, if you are gathered together, or if you have a hymnal at home by chance, or if you're online, you can certainly click the link. And we discover there that we come together. God bless each of us. Have a great week.